Have you ever had a loss or disappointment so shattering that you felt you'd never recover? Who did you turn to for help? Have you noticed that people have limited ability to help, no matter how concerned and understanding they may be? Luke 7 tells the story of a woman who experienced great personal loss. As Jesus and a crowd approached the town of Nain, they encountered another large crowd pouring through the gates. Shrieks of anguish pierced the air. A widow had lost her only son. Moved with compassion, Jesus weaves his way through the crowd and gently says to the mother, "Don't cry." Then he spoke to her son. To the astonishment of everyone present, the dead man sat up and began to talk. The crowd gasped, "God has come to help his people." The widow had lost both men in her family. There was no one left to provide for her. When Jesus approached her, she didn't recognize him, nor did she ask for anything. Yet Jesus got involved. Why? Because he has assumed responsibility to provide for all our needs. In Matthew 6:31-34, Jesus tells us not to worry about what we have to eat, drink, or what we are to wear. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Why does God call himself Father? Because he assumes all the responsibilities of fatherhood. Godly fathers provide, protect, and love their children. We who have come to the Father through Jesus Christ have all the privileges family members enjoy. When I was 6 years old, my dad died. As a single woman, I dreaded the day when my mother would also leave me. Yet 16 years ago, when my mother went to be with the Lord, immediately, the peace the Bible describes as passing all understanding enveloped me. The Lord continues to provide so much more than my basic needs. As I roll the responsibilities of my life onto his shoulders, he sustains me emotionally and spiritually, as well as physically. Who's carrying the responsibility for your needs today? Remember, God has already assumed responsibility to provide for you. He is involved. He cares and has promised to help. Won't you, by faith, cast your burden on him and trust him to provide all your needs according to his wisdom and power? For The Navigators, I'm Helene Ashker.